So I think this is a really negative step from the government. Expanding Heathrow is something that just really doesn't stick up for our climate. It doesn't work for the economy. And it's also really, really bad news for passengers. And we've heard from airlines that they're really concerned about it because they know that this will mean higher landing charges for them, which ultimately they're going to be passing on to their customers. That means higher costs for passengers flying out of Heathrow Airport as well. And the UK already has a lot more people flying out of it to go on holiday than come in. And that imbalance is about 40 billion. So expanding the airport is simply going to mean more and more people who already fly often, flying overseas, taking spend out of the UK. So this really isn't something that's going to benefit our economy.
The Chancellor would argue otherwise. She suggested that up to 100,000 jobs could be created, and Heathrow actually transports more freight cargo than all of the other airports combined, so an expansion would allow for more freight to leave the country, for more exports. The government, the Chancellor, would paint a very different picture to the one you're suggesting.
Yeah, so I think the Chancellor's arguments on that really do fly in the face of economic reality. If you look at the history of airport expansions in the UK over the past 20 years, they haven't gone to increase business flights, they haven't gone to more freight. All they have done is export even more tourism spend overseas. And if the Chancellor wants to create jobs, which absolutely should be a priority, then the government should be looking to the green sectors of the economy, which have seen growth that has outpaced the rest of the economy in recent years. That's where good long-term jobs will be created, not in an industry like aviation, which really is, at this point, just economically draining the UK.
What do you think more broadly? Because obviously it's not just expansion and development at Heathrow that's been a focal point for this government in recent months. They've also announced projects regarding Gatwick and also Luton Airport. What do you make of this policy in the round?
So I think it's really, really disappointing. It's obvious that these airport expansions are going to be incredibly harmful for the climate. They put the UK at risk of not achieving our legally binding emissions reduction targets. But the government is backing these expansions on the grounds that they're good for the economy, and that just really, really doesn't stack up. Aviation is a sector that is exporting tourism spend from the UK. It's also incredibly undertaxed. The entire aviation sector doesn't pay a single penny of tax on all the fuel it burns. So unlike drivers filling up at the pump to pay for work, all the kerosene that airlines burn is untaxed. So really, the government should be looking to start taxing airlines, making them pay a fair share in taxes to the UK, and not allowing an economic expansion, which is just not going to have benefits for our economy. And it's also not going to benefit passengers.
I'm interested on that area, because a lot of people, when they buy their plane tickets, will get that breakdown from the airline about how much the ticket costs and then how much all the duties and levies cost. And they'll look at that and go, well, surely, is that not taxed? Am I not being taxed here?
Yeah, so passengers do pay air passenger duty, but the sector as a whole is still really, really under tax. And then there's also, things like private jets, which are paying no fuel tax, and where air passenger duty is an incredibly low proportion of the total tax paid. And really what the government should be doing is looking to make sure that the industry is paying its fair share and looking seriously at the lack of economic benefits that expansion would bring to the UK. And not just pushing forward with plans which have the potential to be really bad for the climate and also really bad for the economy.
I wonder what your view would be about kind of the development of the industry, because obviously we've seen lots of push for EVs on the roads, we've seen push for hydrogen fuel cells in trains, for example. There are some efforts to kind of clean up and decarbon air travel. If that was to be accelerated, if more effort was to be put into taking to the skies greener and cleaner, would you have a different stance in your position at all?
So unfortunately, aviation is a sector that's exceptionally difficult to decarbonize. And we can see in other sectors, so things like surface travel, cars, there are technological solutions available, and we need to be getting on with delivering those. But for planes, unfortunately, that's just not the case. It's going to be really, really difficult to develop things like electric planes. There's just really, really high technological barriers. And so the government is putting a lot of faith in alternative fuels to deliver emissions reductions. emissions, but really that is just not going to work. Alternative fuels, so things like biofuels, are going to be available in really, really small quantities. And also they produce exactly the same tailpipe emissions as ordinary fuel, the fossil fuels that the industry is already burning. And if the industry tries to scale up those kind of fuels, that's going to cause all kinds of huge, serious problems, so things like deforestation. So really, when it comes to flying, the only pathway that's acceptable for the climate is to cut back on it. And that means the small group of people who take most of the flights need to cut back. And actually, that would also be better for the economy than what the government is currently proposing, which is unconstrained growth, which will actually just suck tourism spend out of the UK.